Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
I'm sure that you have all heard that Wilson Pharmaceuticals is organizing a party to mark the 30th anniversary of the company's founding. This will take place next month, and all staff members are invited. Ms. Appleby, our recently appointed personnel manager, has been tasked with organizing this special event. The event will include a 5-course meal and speeches from executives. At the end, all employees will be given a $100 gift certificate for Rowley Department Store. We have chosen the Waverly Hotel as the venue, as the recent expansion of its banquet hall means that it can comfortably accommodate all of our employees. I'm looking forward to seeing you all there.
Number 71. Why will the company hold a party? Number 72. What will employees receive? Number 73. What does the speaker say about the Waverly Hotel? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Halliday calling from Pro Fitness Equipment. The weights and bench that you ordered from our website on June 25th have now arrived at our warehouse. I'd like to check which day and what time you would like to receive them. I'm very sorry that you have had to wait so long for your items. I know it has been quite a while. The problem was that our website listed them as being in stock, but unfortunately we had run out. Please call me at our store at 555-6719 so we can make arrangements for the delivery. You can reach me any time before 6 p.m. Thank you.
Number 74. What is the main purpose of the call? Number 75. What does the speaker say?
I know it has been quite a while.
Number 76. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Green Circle Foundation's annual fundraising dinner. I'm delighted that so many of you managed to attend tonight's event. As chairman of the foundation, let me begin by telling you about everything our organization has achieved in the 15 years since it was originally set up. We have managed to help preserve our local ecosystem by building 5 animal sanctuaries and preventing companies from destroying natural habitats. Our work has ensured that people can still enjoy the forests and wildlife in this region. Next year, we will work hard to get more people to join the foundation. There are still many local projects to work on, so we need to expand our member base.
Number 77. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 78. When was the Green Circle Foundation founded? Number 79. According to the speaker, what does the organization hope to do next year? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following introduction.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is my great pleasure to introduce tonight's special guest, Clint Manford. Mr. Manford has been a financial expert for over 25 years and has offered his consultation services to some of the biggest companies in Europe. He provided valuable advice to Baltic Airlines and helped it to become the leading budget airline in Eastern Europe. Tonight, Mr. Manford is going to talk about the importance of reducing company expenses, and he will describe various methods for achieving this goal. Afterwards, let's all move to Conference Room C for some drinks and snacks. Now let's welcome Mr. Manford to the stage.
Number 80. Who most likely is Clint Manford? Number 81. What topic will Mr. Manford speak about? Number 82. What will listeners do after Mr. Manford's speech? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Good evening and welcome to the Ocean Park Restaurant. I'm Michelle and I will be taking your orders this evening. Our skilled chefs are ready and waiting to cook you one of their delicious specialty dishes. Many of our customers and some famous food critics have praised our lobster and crab. All of our seafood is freshly caught each morning and purchased directly from the market down by the port. We recently expanded our dessert menu to include a variety of new cheesecakes, and they're only $5 per slice. I'll give you a few more moments to look over the menu. I'll be right over there. Just call me over when you're ready.
Number 83. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 84. What does the speaker mention about the seafood? Number 85. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"I'll be right over there"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lou Graham, and I'll be leading the customer service workshop today. We have many presentations and training exercises lined up for you, including some fun group activities. This might be your first time here in Exley Conference Center, and it's easy to get lost. There are a few vending machines down here on the first floor, and you can use these when we have a coffee break at around 10 a.m. At around 12:30, we will head up to the third floor to get some lunch in the cafeteria. Now, I'd like to start off by speaking to you about the best ways to deal with complaints. Many of our customers call us about faulty products or poor service, and it's our job to solve these issues smoothly.
Number 86. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"It's easy to get lost"?
Number 88. What topic will the speaker discuss next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Gonzalez. This is Lisa calling from Indigo Boutique. I just wanted to let you know why you have not received the item you bought from our store. I know that the delivery date was supposed to be yesterday. When you purchased the dress online, we had the item listed as being $60, and we charged that amount to your credit card. However, our website displayed the wrong price, and the dress should only have been $45. When I realized this error, I put your order on hold for a couple of days while I arranged for you to receive a partial refund. I'll update your invoice and resend it to you by email right now. The dress was shipped yesterday, and you should receive it tomorrow. Sorry for any inconvenience.
Number 89. Why is the speaker calling? Number 90. According to the speaker, what caused the problem? Number 91. What will the speaker most likely do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning, and thanks for coming. The personnel manager asked me to gather you all to explain the new reward system we will be implementing next month. This system is designed to motivate you all to achieve higher sales. The most outstanding sales representatives will receive cash bonuses in recognition of their hard work. As the sales manager, I think this is an excellent idea. From October 1st to December 31st, I will be closely monitoring how many new customers you sell our cable TV services to, and bonuses will be presented to the top 5 salespeople at our company banquet in January. Also, please remember that we will be launching a new range of services in November. Good luck, everyone!
Number 92. What does the speaker say will happen soon? Number 93. What will the listeners be selling? Number 94. When will bonuses be awarded to outstanding employees? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and list.
You've all done a great job pitching your tents, and now it's time to enjoy the various activities available here. First of all, make sure you take a nice stroll around Lake Montag. You'll be able to enjoy some wonderful views, and you might even spot some local wildlife. When you get back here to the campsite, you'll be able to play some team sports, swim in the lake, or use the jet skis or kayaks. Your company has already paid a fee for $5 per person for the kayak rental. Just go down to the rental station to get a kayak. Remember to bring the kayak back once your time is up.
Number 95. Where is the talk taking place? Number 96. What does the speaker recommend? Number 97. Look at the graphic. For how long will the listeners be allowed to use the kayaks? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and ticket.
Hello, this is Lucy Cantrell calling from Dream Space Incorporated. As you probably know, my firm hosts an annual interior design conference at the Bristol Exhibition and Conference Center. We normally contact your company when we need to have event tickets printed, and we'd like you to perform the same service again for this year's conference. It will be held on September 29th at the usual venue, starting at 9:10 in the morning and ending at 5:45 in the afternoon. The general admission tickets will cost $19.50, and the keynote speaker will be Marissa Keene. Please include all this information on a sample ticket and forward it to me by email. I look forward to seeing your design. Please call me if you have any questions.
Number 98. Where does the listener most likely work? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What information on the ticket is incorrect? Number 100. What does the speaker ask the listener to do?